Let's talk about sleep. Are you sleeping well every single night? What would it take for you to get great sleep? My guest this week cares a lot about sleep and has devoted herself and her company to helping everyone get the best natural sleep they can. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 419, High Quality Natural Sleep with RemRise founder Veronica Lee. Good morning, I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My guest today is the founder and CEO of RemRise, a sleep supplement company focused on a mission to help you fall asleep and stay asleep safely and effectively. After trying every over-the-counter sleep aid and melatonin supplement on the market with suboptimal results, Veronica took her sleep health into her own hands. Today, RemRise has helped thousands of people in their sleep health journey and live a life with authentic energy. And now here is my interview with Veronica Lee.
Thanks, Jeff. So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I want to begin today by digging into a bit about you and your company. So let's start with, why did you start RemRise, and what specific sleep issues have you seen, probably from yourself, I'm guessing, but definitely in others, that helped, really motivated you to want to go that direction with your career?
Yep, for sure. So I started my career in finance. I started in investment banking, so was not getting any sleep. Pulling all-nighters all the time, and then very stressed out. So constantly, brain was just wired and couldn't turn off. So I resorted to taking a lot of antihistamines, Unisom, Benadryl, NyQuil, to really help me with sleep when I had a few hours to sleep. But I found that I felt terrible the next day. And I didn't realize that a lot of these antihistamines actually prevent you from getting restorative sleep. So a lot of these antihistamines prevent you from getting REM, prevent you from getting deep. And so that's why a lot of times people are knocking out for 8 hours, but you're actually feeling quite groggy the next morning because you're not actually getting the restorative sleep that your body needs. So I was feeling pretty terrible. So I, kind of went down this rabbit hole of finding a better solution for myself. And so I started with, I started looking into natural supplements because I wanted something that was a bit more natural. So I started with melatonin, which is the most widely recognized natural supplement, but didn't have a great reaction to that. I mean, it helped me with falling asleep. So I was falling asleep faster, but it really didn't help me with staying asleep. And that's a common problem people have with melatonin, is that you're waking up prematurely. So after 3-4 hours, you're waking up prematurely, and then you can't fall back asleep. And then the other thing was I was still feeling groggy the next morning, and I was also building tolerance to melatonin quite quickly. So I would take, more and more to get the desired effect. And then by day 3, day 5, 2 weeks into it, I'm taking 3x, 4x, the recommended dosage. So really didn't want to keep, adding more melatonin, each night. So I started experimenting and researching Eastern ingredients, traditional Chinese medicine herbs. A lot of these herbs have been used for thousands of years. I talked to a lot of acupuncturists. I come from a family that has used, my mom by no means is a traditional Chinese medicine expert, but she uses a lot of these herbs for health. So started researching a lot of these herbs, and then also started researching amino acids, vitamins, minerals, a lot of which people are deficient in the Western diet, and started just making a lot of these formulations to really help my own sleep. And I would track my sleep on a Fitbit, and I noticed my REM and deep really improved and increased. But the biggest thing was I was feeling a lot better the next morning. I didn't feel groggy. I felt very rested. I felt energized. And I just felt like it really transformed my life to get quality sleep. And really realized that how foundational sleep is to overall health and wellness, mentally, physically, emotionally. I started really just creating a solution for myself. But then when I saw the impact that it had on my life, started digging into, is this something that would be helpful for a lot of people? And when I started researching just how many people are struggling with sleep in the US, I was really shocked at, you know, pre-pandemic, it was probably a third of the US had trouble sleeping. And now post-pandemic, it's closer to over 50% or two-thirds. So this is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And I just feel like our world is just not made for good sleep these days, right? I mean, we've got so many technological distractions. We're in this go, go, go culture. You know, everyone's on Netflix, you know, till the wee hours of the morning. And so it's much harder these days to really wind down and get quality sleep. And so it really compelled me to just get on this mission to help people with winding down, developing good habits, a good, you know, nighttime routine, and really get quality sleep.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you think that people struggle the most with in terms of sleep, because I know that the things you mentioned here in terms of, you know, falling asleep but then waking up prematurely, or not going to bed on time, or having, you know, the television on until late at night. Like, do you see, are those like, is technology the issue? Is it stress? Is it just we're just distracted endlessly? Is it the wrong medications? I feel like there's all these things are part of the problem, but is there one that stands out as like where we struggle the most, or is it just this compilation of just too many things going wrong?
I would say it's all of it. And I think that sleep is also quite individual. So different people have different triggers, I would say. Stress is a huge one. And so, you know, we're big on how you spend your day and like what you're doing in terms of stress management throughout the day will affect your ability to sleep well at night. So stress is absolutely a factor, because when your cortisol levels are up, it's very hard to wind down and get quality sleep. But I think it's all of the things that you said, because I think there's so many technological distractions right now. And it's really hard. You know, after just interviewing so many people and researching, you know, why people have trouble with sleep, I think that people don't like to go to sleep. It's much easier to do something or to think about something or to do an action versus winding down is almost the opposite of that, where you've got to take a step back, relax, you know, stop doing something. And so we're part of this culture where it's much more exciting and sexy to like, you know, scroll through the feed, think about your to-do list, think about all the things that you want, and the things that you want to do. That's a much more exciting proposition. And so people are, you know, running toward that. And I think that coupled with stress, coupled with just all the distractions that we do have, is causing that. And then you mentioned, you know, there's different issues like falling asleep versus staying asleep versus restorative sleep. You know, I think the distinction there is with falling asleep, a lot of people are stressed and, you know, running through their to-do list right before they go to bed. So that's a big cause of the trouble falling asleep, because you just have too much on your mind. You're thinking about, you know, what you have to do the next day. I think for that situation, it's important to kind of shift your perspective or shift your mentality right before you go to sleep. For myself, I'll run through a checklist of things that I'm grateful for, because that will just put me in a different mindset so that I'm not able to constantly think about all the things I need to do the next day. And then it'll put me in this state of calm and peace where I'm ready to get ready for bed. Another issue is staying asleep. And, you know, for that one, it's similar in the sense that a lot of people are waking up, prematurely, and then they get anxious about not being able to fall back asleep. So I think part of that is, you know, once you are awakened, you know, how do you relax and calm down and run through a gratitude journal or whatever it is to get you into this more relaxed mindset? And then restorative sleep, which you mentioned, there's a lot of sleep drugs on the market now that is actually preventing people from getting restorative sleep. And so that's why so many people will take, you know, prescription drugs, antihistamines, all these different things, drink alcohol, you know, THC, and then they knock out, but you're not getting quality sleep. And so you wake up feeling quite groggy, unrested, and so you're not, your body's not getting the restorative sleep that it actually needs. So, you know, replace the prescription drugs with herbs, amino acids, vitamins, minerals, all these things that are nourishing your body versus taking away from it.
This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following, I can customize my portfolio, and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is and has always been my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. There's a lot of good points you just brought up. One of the things you mentioned was that people don't like going to sleep. I think you know, I've got a three-year-old daughter who throws a fit every single night and day for nap time. It's a constant battle to make that transition from awake and doing things to laying in a bed and just trying to see what happens next.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I have a young kid, 4 months old right now, and she just hates going to sleep. I think because people want to be connected and want to, I mean, sleeping is actually a little bit lonely in the sense that, you know, you're taking yourself away from connection and excitement and you just need to wind down. And I think it's counterintuitive for humans.
Yeah, it does seem to be a bit awkward to make that shift from one to the next. And then, and the opposite is true as well. It's like once I'm awake in the morning, I don't want to get out of bed. I'm like stuck in there. So it's this, you know, you're either one or the other. It's really hard to make that change.
Right.
But from the perspective, I want to go back to this idea of restorative sleep and quality sleep, because I feel like among all the challenges we may have with sleep, getting really high quality rest and waking up feeling great is like, I guess, what we're trying to get to. So let's like clarify, I guess, what does really great sleep include? Like, what are we trying to experience each night? Like, whether it's, you know, uninterrupted sleep with lots of REM cycles, or like, what does it look like to get a really quality night's sleep?
Yeah, I mean, I think from my perspective, it's the percentage of REM and deep that you're getting each night. So for example, if you're taking like a prescription drug or something that's going to knock you out and it's actually preventing REM and deep, you're getting a very, very low percentage of REM and deep, even though you may be sleeping for 8 or 9 or 10 hours. Versus, you know, for me, I've never been able to get 8 hours of sleep. I feel like that's just impossible for me to do. But I'm big on sleep efficiency. So when I am asleep, whether I'm sleeping 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever number of hours, I want that REM and deep sleep to be a big percentage of the night.
And so for people who are struggling with sleep and they turn to things like, you know, these antihistamines or over-the-counter medications, how does that, I guess, let's go back to this idea of making a shift from these Band-Aids or like a handicap to say, like, I'm going to fix my sleep with a pill versus lifestyle changes that would actually get to these, you know, the REM sleep and the deep sleep you're looking for. I know from, you know, back probably 10 years ago when I made a big shift with my personal health and there's been a lot more fitness, I noticed for me that on mornings when I would go for a run first thing in the morning, I slept better that night. And that had a bigger impact for me than taking, I don't know, NyQuil Z's or some other product on the market. And so how does someone make that shift to say, I'm going to stop with the, I guess, the medicated side of things to the more natural lifestyle shifts?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. I mean, I think one thing is really prioritizing a wind down routine. And because, I mean, I think that, like we've talked about, there's so many technological distractions, there's so much going on during the day. And so I think a lot of people actually don't realize that it takes a bit of time to kind of step back from all of that and wind down. And so a lot of people expect that, you know, I shut off the computer, I shut off my phone, and then I can get to sleep in like 5 minutes. Winding down is a whole process. And I think you want to just prioritize, you know, if you're going to go to sleep by 11 or going to go to sleep by midnight, taking an hour before that to really develop a routine that works for you. And I think that this is very individual for each person. So, you know, whether it's a lot of people are sensitive to temperature, to light, whatever it is, but figuring out the optimal environment for you to be able to wind down. If meditation works for you, do that. You know, if it's, thinking about the things that you're grateful for, do that, but do some, mental, shift so that you're able to calm down. So I think really prioritizing that, that wind down piece is really important. And I think that, you know, the way that I see it is that you're really starting your day at the start of when you're winding down. So most people think about starting their day at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. They'll prioritize going to the gym, going for a run, you know, taking all your vitamins and protein powder and protein shakes and whatnot. But they'll sacrifice hours of sleep, because I think that everyone has this mentality that, like, you start the day and I'm going to do everything right that day. But in reality, the night before or the hours of sleep that you have leading up to that is the most important part of the day. So if people can kind of think about, you know, shifting the start of your day to 10, 11, whenever you're starting to wind down and start to get ready for sleep, I think that's a big piece. And also just prioritizing that wind down routine and figuring out something that works for you. And I think the other thing is really, you know, taking herbs that will work for you and taking these different supplements versus drugs, right? There's a lot of great herbs out there that are nourishing not only for sleep, but have a lot of other health benefits. And help with stress relief. A lot of these adaptogens are great for stress relief, help with sleep, and also help you get deeper sleep. So instead of taking, putting on the Band-Aid, making sure that you're nourishing your body with the right ingredients. And a lot of these herbs, there's a cumulative effect, right? When you take this like very hard knockout drug, it's going to knock you out, but that's probably not good for you in a lot of ways. And it's not a sustainable solution versus, like diet and exercise, all of these things take time to get your body into the optimal state. So, a lot of these herbs have a cumulative effect that will get better. Your sleep and health will get better over time. And the last thing I'll say is just, you touched on it too, but stress throughout the day has a big impact on sleep. So, thinking about what are the triggers throughout the day that are, stress triggers, and can you take, a short walk between meetings? Can you take a few minutes to, meditate or run through a gratitude journal, gratitude checklist, whatever it is, to reduce the cortisol levels throughout the day? That will really help your sleep as well.
Yeah, I think the lifestyle shift of being able to say, like, I'm going to focus on these core things is, it's a very intentional decision to do that. Because mm-hmm. I know for someone like me who I like to have my morning coffee, I like to, be busy. I take on a lot of projects. Like I want to be a high achiever. I want to do a lot of things.
Yes.
But I know there's a a consequence to those decisions. And I'm sacrificing potentially quality sleep by choosing to do too much in the day.
Right.
And I feel like that for me has been a big shift to, because I want good sleep, I know that my day has to be different.
Right. I mean, the other thing I'll say is, a lot of like sleep blogs and articles will say, these are the 8 things that you have to do to get quality sleep. And I would always cringe at those because it's very, for somebody who is a high achiever and wants to do a lot, you don't want to just be the opposite end of the extreme where you're giving up a lot of things that you really want to do with your life. And so I think the other big thing I'll say is it's important to be moderate and also figure out something that works for you. And with sleep hygiene and developing this routine, just making micro adjustments, these micro changes, and you'll start to see big improvements over time. Because I love coffee. I also have alcohol sometimes before I go to bed. So these are all, technically like sleep hygiene no-nos. But I think that, if you love your morning coffee, but you can try to move your like last cup of coffee before 12 p.m., then 11 a.m., whatever it is. I have a cup of coffee every morning. I also have wine before I go to sleep sometimes, but it's, if you can make these micro changes where, you may have one fewer glass of alcohol, one fewer glass of coffee in the morning, or move it up, it's these micro changes that you'll start to see impact over time versus trying to change everything at once. And then it'll be very, very hard to be a sustainable routine for people.
This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com. In terms of the sleep environment, so like the bedroom that you're in to sleep, I know that for me, I made a very intentional choice years ago to make a very, you know, very quiet space, a very dark space. I now wear a sleep mask. Like the I've done these things all on purpose because I just found myself needing more like structure around my sleeping environment. How important have you seen that is for getting higher quality sleep?
I think it's big. I think it's part of developing this whole routine because I think that it just shifts your perspective and your body to get primed for, okay, this is, I'm now winding down. I'm now, you know, going to like start my wind down routine and go to sleep. I mean, it's similar to, you know, you mentioned your kid and sleep training, right? I think one of the biggest things for sleep training for kids is really setting up a routine and doing the same thing every night, where then your body is just used to turning off at that time once you start to do these things. And I think that it's also figuring out your personal triggers. So you mentioned light. I'm personally not super sensitive to light, but that is a very, very big trigger for a lot of people. So if you're sensitive to light, make sure it's dark, make sure you're wearing an eye mask. You know, for me, I'm very sensitive to temperature. So I wear sleep socks every night because my feet are really cold. And so if I can't, you know, if my feet are cold, I just can't get to sleep. And for a lot of people, they run warm. And so they really need the bed to be, or the room to be quite cool in order to fall asleep. So figuring out these different environmental triggers and making sure that you have structure around, okay, when I go into the bedroom, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. I think it definitely makes a big difference for people's sleep.
I want to go back to the herbs idea, because this is one thing that when I've looked into, you know, natural sleep supplements and ways to kind of assist me as I'm going to sleep, there's a lot out there. How does someone approach that from the perspective of wanting to have, you know, the right kinds of ingredients or the right kinds of supplements to say, like, this is going to be good, but not have the, let's say, like the melatonin issue of tolerance over time? Like, what can we take long term that's going to be healthy for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of Eastern herbs that work really well. So I can kind of give you a list of some of the ones that we use. And a lot of these, like magnolia bark is in a lot of products now as well. But one that I am, I think is really, really powerful is, the Chinese term is suanzaorong. The English term is spine date seed. It's been used in traditional Chinese medicine for a long time, and it's really, really helpful for helping people fall asleep and staying asleep and getting that deep sleep. And I think that what it's been used for traditionally is for stress, but there's also, you know, if you talk to acupuncturists, there's a lot of other health benefits that this herb has been used for. So, you know, we've actually had customers write in and say, you know, it helps with digestion because, you know, they're no longer constipated and whatnot. You know, it has lots of antioxidants. And so a lot of people have commented on their skin health. Shishandra berry is another one, used in traditional Chinese medicine, helps reduce stress, inflammation, and also traditionally has been used to also support liver function. I mentioned magnolia bark definitely helps reduce stress and promote deeper sleep. Reishi mushroom is one of my personal favorites as well. It's an adaptogenic mushroom, has been used for stress relief, but it also boosts the immune system. So there's a lot of these herbs that have been used for sleep specifically, but have also been used for other health benefits, which is you know, I think important to just differentiate from, you know, different sleep aids that are on the market, because there's a lot of sleep aids that that will help with the knockout effect, but it's not actually helpful for other, you know, health benefits, but also has like negative side effects. I like to look at all these herbs and figure out, okay, what are the ingredients that actually help with sleep but also have positive benefits? You know, on the Western side, magnesium, you know, a lot of people are deficient in magnesium just because it's hard to get, through the modern diet. And it's hard for the body to absorb. So it's a mineral that supports muscle recovery, function. And so like taking the appropriate dose of magnesium is important. I would also say that it's important to note that a lot of these herbs and amino acids, like we use glycine in our formulation as well, a lot of these require bigger doses than you would think. So really understanding what the therapeutic dose for a lot of these ingredients are to have the desired effect.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. And this is one thing I see this a lot in, you know, I'll take different supplements or different sleep drinks. And that's I get confused pretty quickly with all the stuff. And so, yeah, I think it's interesting there. There's a lot of, I guess, from this perspective here, let's go with the diet angle, because when we're taking sleep medication, are these supplements designed to be take right as you're going to sleep? Or are these kind of part of a like a lifestyle choice of saying, I will consume different types of ingredients as part of my diet?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, so the way that we've designed our products is to be meant to be taken before you go to sleep. So about an hour before sleep to, you know, with our powder product to make a drink for yourself, with our vitamin product, it's a capsule product. That being said, so for a lot of the herbs that I've mentioned, if you take it in a less therapeutic dose throughout the day, there's a lot of benefits just around stress relief. So in traditional Chinese medicine, it's meant to actually, you're meant to be taking a lot of these herbs throughout the day, and then a heavier dosage at night, so that when you're about to go to sleep, you're taking, you know, a heavier dosage. But a lot of these herbs have huge benefits in lesser dosages to be taken throughout the day.
Yeah, I like it. I think there's a lot to be said about taking the right supplements. I know this is one thing that I have tinkered with quite a bit, which is changing the supplements that I take, changing out when I take them. What have you seen in terms of that kind of level of personal experimentation? Because I feel like there's a lot of things I know that I've tried and I'll have a reaction to, or don't like it, or find that it's not helpful. How do you take that angle of figuring out what works for you?
Yeah, I think that it definitely requires experimentation, just because I think, you know, each person's biochemistry is just different. And so for me, I definitely have a stomach for experimentation. So I've experimented a lot with different combinations, different ingredients and whatnot. And I think that, you know, for people who are just starting to try supplements and different ingredients, I think starting small and just, you know, figuring out, you know, the reaction to your body is important, and you know, not necessarily taking the full dosage of certain things, starting small, but also realizing that you're not going to get if you're taking very small amounts of all these ingredients and you're not knocking out because you're used to like taking a Z-Cool or Benadryl, not to get discouraged with that, just to keep, you know, experimenting and seeing the effects of all these different ingredients and the combination of different ingredients, because supplements and a lot of these herbs, you know, it takes a bit more time than a ZQL or Benadryl.
So you say more time, like how much time do you think it would take for someone to start a regimen like this and really see the benefits in a clear way?
Yeah, I mean, with I'll just use Remrise as an example. I mean, our powdered product, because it's a much stronger, you know, it's basically 5x the concentration of our vitamin product. So most of our customers will see effects. You know, some will actually see effects the first night, but most will see effects within a week. And then with our vitamin product, again, some people will see effects right away, but it's a much smaller dosage. And so for the most part, I would say within 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks for the vitamin.
Okay. That's not bad. That's actually a pretty fast pace there to get to a better sleep. I know that when I've struggled with sleep, you know, I want the immediate effect, but
yeah,
the long-term patient's angle, I think, pays off a lot better if you're taking that perspective. Is there anything else about sleep we haven't discussed that you would mention today?
I think it's just prioritizing it. I think we've talked about it a bunch, but I think that it's just so interesting to me that you know, and myself included, it's the thing that I feel like is so important, so foundational to health, but it's the first thing that goes in so many situations where people are quick to dismiss it as a priority.
Yeah, that is very true. I know my wife and I have very different takes on that, whereas I don't sleep as much as I need to, and she's in bed for 12 hours a night. And it's a very...
Oh, that's amazing.
maybe not quite 12, but pretty close to it. And so, yeah, it's interesting. Just I think person to person, there's a wide variety of what we think we need, what we know our body feels we need, and then how we prioritize making sure we get it. And I think that's it's interesting to see that, because I know that even in my own household, there's a lot of variety there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, this has been an awesome conversation about sleep. I think there's a lot here to take from, and I hope our audience can extract some action steps here. There's quite a bit there, but I want them to learn more about you, Veronica, and your company. So where can they go to dig in a little further?
Yeah, that'd be great. Remrise.com. And also, we just launched on Amazon and Goop.com as well.
Oh, perfect. I'll be sure to have links for those products then so our audience can dig into those and hopefully start their own better lifestyle shifts to have the better products in their body, and that will get them on the right path. But yeah, it's been great today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. This is really fun.
And for that action step this week, work on your sleep. If you're not sleeping well, you can fix that. There are many dietary, environmental, and healthy habit changes that can be made right now, today, to help you sleep better tonight. You know, accomplishing big goals is great, but sleeping really well is the best thing you can do to hope for a better future. So focus today on sleeping well and keep at it night after night. JeffSanders.com/419 is the place to go for the episode notes. Also, subscribe to this show. Go to jeffsanders.com/subscribe to see all the apps where this show exists, or use the app you're using right now. Once again, that's jeffsanders.com/subscribe. And that's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McEwen Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.